Track 8 and more news stories. VR experience helps hunt down U-boats. A spectacular virtual reality VR experience and a new interactive multimedia touchscreen about the local Church Rocks wreck are two new displays visitors to Tynmouth and Sheldon Museum can enjoy. At a recent event to mark the end of this long-term project, Teen Heritage proudly presented the displays to invited local guests and representatives of the funders, Devon County Council, Historic England and Tide, EU, Atlantic Consortium of Maritime Museums. The VR experience lets viewers take on the challenge of a kite balloon observer in 1917, flying in a balloon basket attached to a ship sailing down the Devon coast, hunting for U-boats. The simulated video shows how local First World War coastal defences protected British merchant ships and fishing vessels from German submarine attacks off the south coast. When researching information about this VR project, museum staff were surprised to find that there were as many as 8 ships torpedoed or mined off Tynmouth and more in Torbay. Local divers are able to dive on some of these wrecks, such as the wreck of the merchant ship Perron, which sank in 1917. A very large gun from this ship was brought up by divers many years ago and is on display in the museum. The story of the Church Rocks wreck off the beach in Tynmouth is amazing and is still a mystery. In 1975, a bronze cannon was initially discovered by 13-year-old Simon Burton when he was out snorkeling and spearfishing with his father off St Michael's Church in Tynmouth. At first, Simon thought it was a lamppost in the water, but then found it was the barrel of a cannon. The family brought it ashore and then spent several years searching for more items to prove that there was a shipwreck under the shifting sands. Eventually, 6 cannons were found in all and the remains of a wreck of a 16th century sailing vessel. At the time, Simon's story became national news and he appeared on television in Blue Peter. Later, in 1995, Time Team made a programme about the wreck.
Invite to take part in TDC budget survey. Households across Teignbridge will be expected to come up with just under 11 pence a week more in council tax in 2024 to support the work of their local authority. Teignbridge is looking to increase its share of the tax bills by 2.99%. Devon County Council will add its requirements on top, along with a sum for adult social care in the district, charges for policing and the fire service, and a precept from local town and district councils. The first draft 2024/25 council budget will be considered by the Teignbridge Executive Committee this week. Currently, an average Band D property in Teignbridge pays £2,279 per year in council tax, with just 8% of that total, £190.71, earmarked for the District Council. The District Council says rising costs and falling income mean it has to increase bills to pay for services, such as waste and recycling, street cleaning, planning, licensing, car parking, environmental health, homelessness and election organisation. The Executive Committee meeting marks the start of a series of council meetings to scrutinise the plans before a final decision is made in March. Local residents and businesses are encouraged to make comments in a budget survey on the council website, which runs until noon on the 2nd of February. Executive Member for Corporate Resources and Deputy Leader of the Council, Councillor Richard Keeling, said these early proposals reflect both the council's priorities, decisions made over recent months to support local people, and increase costs which we can anticipate in the coming year. A huge amount of thought has gone into these proposals. These are not set in stone, which is why it is really important that local people and businesses respond to our budget survey to let us know what they think of the priorities set out. The council says the key elements of the budget are aimed at supporting the vulnerable, investing in housing, job sites and key infrastructure, and launching a new annual Blue Badge car parking permit. The proposals also back maintaining the 100% council tax reduction scheme for those in need and the Councillor Community Fund, which supports small local good causes. They also highlight the ways the council is aiming to make savings over the coming months, as well as increases in some fees and charges to help bridge the budget gap.
A Newton Abbott man has been sent for trial accused of kidnap and possessing a firearm. Paul McElroy, 43, of Totnes Road, is charged with false imprisonment of a man. The charge is that he unlawfully and injuriously imprisoned a man and detained him against his will at Newton Abbott on December the 21st, 2023. On the same date, McElroy is also accused of possession of an imitation firearm, namely an airlift shotgun, with intent to cause another man to believe unlawful violence would be used against him. McElroy was remanded in custody by magistrates to appear at Exeter Crown Court for trial. He will appear at the Crown Court on January the 25th.